People of Note on Fine Music Radio is proudly brought to you each week at this time by Peter Turin Productions. This is Rodney Trudgeon welcoming you to this week's edition of People of Note here on Fine Music Radio. My guest is Count Natale Labia, and we're going to be talking about both the Labia family and also, perhaps even more importantly, the Butterfly Art Project, which in association with Fondazione Labia has launched its new community art facilitators headquarters at Casa Labia, that beautiful home and restaurant in Muizenberg in that sea-viewed garden studio. Now, the Butterfly Art Project is a non-profit public benefit organization that encourages healing and creativity through the arts for children in disadvantaged, under-resourced communities. It uses the visual arts as a means for healing at an individual level, as well as integrating art therapeutic principles into education institutions. And I was completely fascinated by this, so invited Count Natale Labia into the studio to find out more. And before I even talk about the project, I just want to ask you, Natale, this Count thing is hereditary because your father died in 2016, didn't he?
That's right, Rodney. The title is an Italian title, and it was first bestowed to my grandfather for his services to the Italian state. And indeed, it is an hereditary title. So my grandfather was Count Natale Labia, and then my father inherited the title when he passed away. Incidentally, my grandfather built Casa Labia. We'll come to that later.
Indeed.
And then, yes, my dad passed away in 2016, and it was passed down to me.
What does it mean, if you don't mind me being a little bit naive, to have a title like that, Count?
I think it means whatever you believe it to mean. And for me personally, the reason that I use it, albeit sparingly, is out of respect for my grandfather and my father. They achieved a lot in their lifetime, and the achievements that my grandfather made should not be forgotten. So I think it's a good way of remembering it. But it's certainly, it's not something I use on a daily basis. And I think in this day and age, one does have to be very sensitive.
Mm-hmm. But then does that mean, does it give you any special leeway when you, because I know you live in Milan, is there anything special? Are you entitled to attend diplomatic dues or regal
no.
events or anything like that?
In fact, absolutely not.
Okay.
The Italian, Italy became a republic after the Second World War. And the title dates back to when Italy was a monarchy. So while it's a wonderful piece of history and people love to hear about it, especially those who are interested in history, in the days of the Italian Democratic Republic, it carries no weight whatsoever.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm going to press this because I quite like the idea of an Italian count being in the Fine Music Radio studios for People of Note. And you're a young man as the son of the count. But it also means that if you have children, it will pass down being hereditary.
That's right. That's right. And I think that would be lovely.
Yeah, of course. Right. That sorted out your title. Now, this Butterfly Art Project I'd like to talk about, Fondazione Labia Partnership. Just explain what this is all about.
Sure. Well, for our family, I think it's an extremely exciting initiative and a next chapter. First and foremost, while this is a launch of a new initiative, this is not something entirely new. This builds on the hard work that was done by my grandfather, who came out from Italy as the first Italian ambassador, and he was passionate about the communities, especially around Muizenberg. He did a lot for those communities, for example, opening things like the Imperial Yacht Club, a number of tennis clubs and community centers, and he was much adored by the communities of that part of the Cape. My father, too, worked very hard to build up the Natale Labia Museum and work closely with communities across Cape Town. And when my sister and I sat down a couple of years ago and we were thinking about what was the next chapter of Casa Labia going to look like, we immediately felt that it had started to become a bit of a bubble. And it is beautiful, but at the same time, it had started to become somewhat detached from the communities immediately in the vicinity of Muizenberg. And as we all know, Cape Town is a beautiful city, and it's got some of the most beautiful places in the world. But cheek by jowl are some of the toughest areas and most deprived communities.
Right.
So we wanted to reach out, and it was really through that we set up the Fondazione with a view to partnering with organizations like the Butterfly Arts Project.
What is Fondazione? What is that? What does it mean?
That's a foundation.
Okay. Does that mean foundation, Fondazione? And the Butterfly Art Project, was that already in existence?
It was. BAP is an incredible organization. It was set up 10 years ago by an amazingly inspirational German woman by the name of Angela Katschke. And we had done a few things with the organization before, so we knew of them. But what this meant is that it answered the three big questions that we wanted to address. And that was, how do we try to fix some of the problems facing the city? Italo Calvino, the Italian writer, once said that cities are like dreams. They consist of our hopes and our fears. And for us, we thought that Cape Town was, especially the areas around Muizenberg, were too full of fears and there were too few hopes. So we wanted to reach out and create hopes for the local residents. Second area was art. My sister and I are passionate about the arts, and we were lucky enough to grow up being surrounded by beauty. Far too few people in this town are in regular contact with art. And then the third area that we feel passionately about are the youth. And in this day and age, sadly, in South Africa, the youth are almost the most vulnerable and the most ignored. So by partnering with the Butterfly Arts Project, we could really address those three areas of great concern and that are our passions.
Okay. There's a lot I want to find out from you, Natalie. But let's just have a break. What's your first piece of music?
We're going to start off with an Italian song, one of my favorites, by a great, very important figure in Italian music, Lucio Battisti. This one is called Ancora Tu.
Ancora tu, non mi sorprende, lo sai, ancora tu, ma non dovevamo vederci più, e come stai? Domanda inutile, stai come me? Mangiato o no, ho fame anch'io e non soltanto di te. Che bella sei, sembri più giovane, o forse sei solo più simpatica. Cosa tu vuoi sapere? Nessuna, no. Ho solo ripreso a fumare. Sei ancora tu, purtroppo l'unica. Ancora tu, l'incorreggibile, ma lasciarti non è possibile, no, lasciarti non è possibile, lasciarti non è possibile, no, lasciarti non è possibile. purtroppo l'unica. Ancora tu, l'incorreggibile, ma lasciarti non è possibile. No, lasciarti non è possibile. Lasciarti non è possibile. No, lasciarti non è possibile. Disperazione, gioia mia, sarò ancora tuo, sperando che non sia follia, ma sia quel che sia. Abbracciami amore mio, abbracciami amor mio, che adesso lo voglio anch'io. Ancora tu, non mi sorprende lo sai. Ancora tu, ma non dovevamo vederci più. E come stai? Domande inutile. Stai come me e ci scappa da ridere.
Touch of Italy here on Fine Music Radio and People of Note. What was that, Natale?
Lucio Battisti with an old song, Ancora Tu.
My guest is Count Natale Labbia, the young man who, as we discovered, has inherited this title of Count, and they've got the Butterfly Art Project with Fondazione Labbia, and we've been talking about what they actually do. And Natale, there's a music side to it as well, isn't there, I think, is there?
We'll come to that. That's a parallel
project. Oh, is that
project.
A parallel thing? So how actually do you put this into motion? How do you make this practical?
The first thing we did was to sit down with Angela, who heads up the Butterfly Arts Project, and say, what do you need? And there were really two elements of it. The one was assistance with their annual budget, because they are under a lot of pressure to raise the funds they need. So we've made a contribution, and through other donors, we will look to build that. The second thing, which is almost more important, is somewhere for them to be based. And there are a couple of rooms that we had outside Casa Labbia, which they now use as an administration and training hub. Okay. And that means that the administrative staff and the teachers don't have to go into the areas where they do a lot of the teaching, which are really quite dangerous. And it means that they can work in a safe and secure environment.
What I find interesting is this word healing art classes in up to 43 different communities across the Western Cape, which is quite substantial, isn't it?
It's an incredible organization because it uses art as therapy. So a lot of the young children across these areas of the Cape Flats deal with huge amounts of trauma, be it violence, abuse, drug addiction, and at the same time, they don't have outlets to be able to express their fears and their uncertainties. But art is a way, with trained practitioners, art is a way to help young children and young people come to terms with some of these scars and to try and heal. Does the art therapy classes, but then it also teaches practitioners. So then these practitioners then go out to community care centers and kindergartens and social centers across the Western Cape. So I'd have to get the exact numbers from Angela, but around 3,500 children have access now to these classes.
My goodness. Is this in the 43 different communities across the Western Cape?
That's exactly it.
That's huge. And I see the age group is basically between 6 and 18. Is that right?
That's right. Of course, the organization has only been going for about 10 years. So it's getting to a stage now where some of these children that are in their mid-teens have been able to do these classes for a couple of years, and the benefits are amazing.
So what happens afterwards? Because I gather you've got the Butterfly Art Project, BAP, they call themselves, has an ongoing mentorship program. So there's a continuing process, isn't there?
Absolutely. And even some of the children are now coming back and getting involved in helping with the classes. Mm-hmm. What my sister and I really want to achieve at some point is to set up some kind of a bursary where a particularly talented youngsters can have access to possibly an education at the Michaelis School or somewhere like that, and to allow them a career to work as an artist.
Okay. And so your sister's involved with this as much as you are.
Absolutely.
And so I was just thinking, these children who then get mentorship, ongoing mentorship, there's a support group, isn't there? It's a support group, basically, that you have set up.
Exactly. And it's particularly support around the arts and creating and expressing and reawakening one's empathetic and soft soul, which sadly is in these tough parts of the city have been covered up.
Mm, and somewhat brutalized even. And the people who work in this organization, the Butterfly Art Project, who are they, or how do they get paid, or how are they trained?
It has a budget of around of a couple of million rand a year, so it's a pretty substantial team of practitioners. But Angela really heads it up herself, mm-hmm. and then there's a fantastic group of people that have sacrificed so much to go into this world just because they really believe in it.
Okay, and am I right in saying, as you said just now, you have premises as well at Casalabio, just behind Casalabio?
That's right. Yeah, with wonderful views of the ocean.
Yes.
So it's a lovely place
to work.
What
a beautiful spot. Okay, let's take another piece of music, Natalie. What have you chosen next?
Well, I think I'd like to pick one from this country, and it'll be well known, I'm sure, to many listeners. Abdullah Ibrahim with Soweto. Thank you.
There's a well-known South African piece, Abdullah Ibrahim and Soweto, and it's a choice, another choice, the second choice of my guest on People of Note here on Fine Music Radio this week. And he is Count Natale Labia, a young man who has put his soul, by the sounds of things, Natale, into this butterfly art project and Fondazione Labia partnership. And as we've been discussing, encouraging creativity and healing through art, which is a lovely kind of subtitle for what you do. How long has this been in existence?
The partnership really has been, it was formalized in July. So it's a couple of months now, but it's really starting to gather steam, as it were. They moved into our premises in July.
And how do you get this known to people? How do people know that this exists and how they can send children to it?
They don't have a problem with recruiting children in the area and to spread into other parts of the Western Cape. I think our challenge will be to communicate the vision of the Fondazione and Butterfly Arts Project to potential donors and for those who want to help out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure donors are important as well, aren't they? I mean, that must be something that you need to concentrate on as well and work on.
Well, absolutely. We're, as a family, we're investing heavily in this, but we would like others to come along, and we believe that we can achieve something really, really special.
Okay, and I want to talk, Natale, about your famous family, may I say, and that beautiful building down at Casa Labia. But first, what do you actually do? Are you a financial person or an economics person, actually?
I have studied economics for a lot of my life, and then I went into finance. So I worked as an investment banker in Johannesburg 7 years, and then I joined a private equity firm. I worked in private equity for a couple of years, but I've actually decided to go back to study some more. I enjoy it so much.
Okay. So in Milano, what do you do? I must say it in English. In Milan, what do you do? Do you have a sort of 9-to-5 job?
No, I'm studying full-time at Bocconi University.
Oh, you're studying full-time. Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing my MBA.
All right. And then your family, we spoke about your grandfather coming out here. Why did he come to South Africa in the first place? Let's do a little bit of a Labia history.
My grandfather came out to South Africa in 1922. He was sent to build diplomatic relations as the first Italian ambassador to the then Union of South Africa.
It was the Union then, yeah.
And it was the Kingdom of Italy. So everything was a little different.
Yes.
And he was a very successful diplomat who was passionate about building economic and trade relations, but also cultural and social relations between Italy and South Africa. And he was much appreciated in the communities of Italians here, but also in South Africans.
So he moved here. He got married, I think, to someone called Ida. Is that right?
He married my grandfather, Ida Robinson.
You mean your grandmother?
Sorry, my grandmother, who was a South African.
Oh, was she a South African?
She was.
Oh, okay.
She was the daughter of a mining pioneer, Joseph Benjamin Robinson. And then they had two sons, my uncle Joseph and my dad, Lucio. But sadly, he passed away in 1936, very young. So obviously a very, very long time before I was born.
Indeed.
Would have loved to have met him.
Yeah. So your father, that everyone knew in Cape Town, Count Labia, he also had a nickname, was it Lucio? Lucio.
That's right. And he was born in 1924 in Wynberg. And he had a very long career as an economist. It's probably where I got my passion for economics from.
Who was responsible for building the house we now know as Casa Labia?
That was my grandfather.
Okay.
He built that as the official residence of the ambassador, and it was a South African and a Capetonian architect, Fred Glennie, who did a lot of notable buildings in Cape Town, and it's a very well-designed building. But it was designed to resemble a Venetian palazzo, so all the furnishings and the interior are imported from Italy and still to this day are very beautiful.
Absolutely. It is a fantastic experience to visit that. And the artwork as well, I mean, was that from the private collection of your grandfather and probably your father as well?
That's right.
And for a long time it was just a house, then it became this cultural center and even a restaurant.
That's right. So my father wasn't quite sure what to do with the building, so he actually donated it to the South African government in the 1970s, and they ran it as the Natalia Labia Museum. But sadly, they closed it in the early 2000s as they didn't have any funds, and then the building was returned to the family, and my sister spearheaded the relaunch in 2010 as the Casa Labia Cultural Center, a private, not-for-profit, run by the family.
And where did the restaurant thing come in?
We always wanted to have a restaurant there. My sister initially wanted to set up the restaurant and was run as the Casa Labia Cafe, but then she decided rather to outsource that to another operator. So we've had another operator run La Cucina Labia for the last few years, but we're looking to do something else in the space soon. So yeah, please watch the space.
Watch the space, absolutely. Talking about the space, let's fill up the next few minutes with some more of your music choice, Natale.
Well, let's go back to a well-known Italian singer, Francesco Guccini, with Piccola Città. And I've picked this one because that means little city. And sometimes I think Cape Town is also a bit of a little town and a town of lots of memories for me. So it has particular pertinence.
Piccola città, bastardo posto, appena nato ti compresi, ho fui fatto che in tre mesi mi spinse via. Piccola città, io ti conosco, nebbie e fumo non so darvi il profumo del ricordo che cambia in meglio. Ma sono qui nei pensieri le strade di ieri e tornano visi e dolori e stagioni, amori e mattoni e parlano. Piccola città, io poi rividi le tue pietre sconosciute, le tue case diroccate da guerra antica. Mia nemica strana, sei lontana coi peccati fra macerie e fra giochi consumati. Dentro al Florida, cento finestre, un cortile, le voci, le liti e la miseria. Io, la montagna nel cuore, scoprivo l'odore del dopoguerra. Piccola città, vetrate viola, primi giorni della scuola, la parola e il mesto odore di religione. Vecchie suore nere, con che fede in quelle sere avete dato a noi il senso di peccato e di espiazione. Gli occhi guardavano voi, ma sognavano gli eroi, le armi e la biglia. Correva la fantasia verso la prateria, fra la via Emilia e l'West. Sciocca adolescenza, falsa e stupida innocenza, continenza, vuoto mito americano, di terza mano. Pubertà infelice, spessurlata mezza voce, a toni acuti, casti affetti denigrati, cercati in vano. Se penso a un giorno, un momento, ritrovo soltanto malinconia. È tutto un incubo oscuro, un periodo di buio gettato via. Piccola città, vecchia bambina, che mi fu tanto fedele, a cui fui tanto fedele. Tre lunghi mesi, angoli di strada, testimoni degli erotici miei sogni, frustrazioni, amori a vuoto, mai compresi. Dove sei ora, che fai, neghi ancora o ti dai? Sabato sera, quelle di adesso, disprezzi o invidie, singhiozzi se passano davanti a te. Piccola città, vecchi cortili, sogni dei primaverili, prime fedi giovanili, bimbe ora vecchie. Piango e non rimpiango la tua polvere, il tuo fango, le tue vite, le tue pietre, l'oro e il marmo, le catapecchie. Così diversa sei adesso, io son sempre lo stesso, sempre diverso. Cerco le notti ed il fiasco, se muoio rinasco, finché non finirà.
I'm going to ask my guest to tell us what that was. What was that, Natale?
Piccola Città by Francesco Guccini.
Giving you a taste of Italy here in Cape Town.
Absolutely.
My guest on this week's edition of People of Note is Count Natale Labia. And we've been talking about the Butterfly Art Project and Fondazione Labia partnership, but also about your family, which is an important family here in South Africa. And we spoke a lot about Casa Labia, that beautiful house there on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean, Muizenberg. But what about Hoffenden in Weinberg? What role does that play, or how did that come into being?
Hoffenden is, in many respects, an even more fascinating building. It dates back to one of the original Cape Dutch homesteads. It was known as Oude Wynberg. So actually all the land of Weinberg was in the property, in the estate of Oude Wynberg.
Oh, so was that house sort of the kind of farmhouse of the whole area?
Exactly. And then it was redeveloped by various Victorians, who all seemed to go bankrupt in the process, until it was bought by my great-grandfather, Sir J.B. Robinson. And he expanded it a bit in the 1890s. And then in its current form, it's been there since 1896. And it's been in the family ever since. My father was actually born at the house. And my mum continues to live there. And we all consider it home, and we love it very much.
That's the Countess Sylvia, who is your mother, who, as we know, is a great Wagner fanatic, by the way. I had the pleasure of being with her on a trip to Wiesbaden to watch Wagner's Ring Cycle. But I think you let slip, Natale, that you also enjoy Wagner and good music, classical music.
I'm a passionate Wagnerian, although perhaps not quite as knowledgeable as my mum, and certainly not as knowledgeable as you. But I have developed a passion for classical music from my parents, who was one of their great passions. And I've loved attending The Ring with my parents and many other operas, and look forward to many more.
When you are in Milan, for example, would you go, or have you been to La Scala?
One of the great things of living in Milan is being so close to La Scala, which is absolutely iconic. Mm-hmm. And doesn't matter how many times one goes, it's always an unforgettable experience.
But apparently, apart from music, one of your other great passions is motor cars.
Another passion that I inherited from my dad, who loved cars. We've been lucky enough to have a couple of wonderful old cars in the family. Sadly, not as many as we once had, but the collection is very, very important to me. My dad bought a beautiful AC Bristol sports car in 1962, which has been in the family ever since. And it's a lovely little, well, it's quite quick, actually. there's nothing better than flying along Rhodes Drive and that. And
is that car here in Cape Town?
That is here. That is here.
When you talk about the collection, where is the collection?
We have another more historic motor car, the Dietrich 1903 model, which is in the National Motor Museum in Bewley, in Devon in the UK. And that's eligible for the London to Brighton run. So we'll be doing that pretty soon. So looking forward to
okay.
it.
So it is an active hobby of yours, this business of cars, like doing the Brighton run, for example.
Absolutely. I won't drive the whole way. It's very technical to drive a motor car from 1903, and I'd probably prang the thing if I did. But I'll definitely drive some of the way.
But I heard, or am I wrong, that you here in Cape Town, not only this older car, but don't you have some other rather smart cars in Cape Town?
We have sadly had to sell two of them quite recently. They were just consuming a lot of time. And unfortunately, if you don't have the time to drive them, they fall into disrepair.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of. What were they? Can you remind me?
There was another De Dietrich, and then there was a lovely Fiat from 1926, which was my grandfather's.
Okay. So when you are in Cape Town, and by the way, how often do you come to Cape Town? Because as we said, you live in Milan, but this Butterfly Art Project, although your sister is here and helps to run it, mm-hmm. you do come out to see family and get involved, don't you, from time
Absolutely.
To time?
Absolutely. I have to come out for work every quarter. So I'm here every couple of months, and which is fantastic. It means that I can catch up and also just spend some time down at Casa Labbio with Butterfly Arts Project. Thankfully, though, in this day and age, one can do a lot remotely.
Yes, that's true, isn't it?
And it is amazing just how active the Casa Labbio WhatsApp group is.
Really? But Casa Labbio, you said to spend some time there. It is a beautiful building. Does it feel like home when you're there?
For me, no. For me, Hawthorne Den and Weinberg will always be home. But I know Casa Labbio was the home of the childhood home of my dad. So it's a great passion. And I think for us, we know just how important it is for the community of the Southern Peninsula, culturally as well as just being a beautiful place to pop into. Mm. So we feel passionate about maintaining it and loving it and caring for it.
And when you go there for, say, a dinner or function, how do you feel?
It's magnificent.
Almost like going home.
Yep.
Right, we're going to take another music break now, Natalie. What is your next piece?
We're going to go back to something more local, and that's the late, great Brahiu Masekela with Stimela.
Hey, ti vivrò un po' malato. Stimela, se te ne intende finta, si è nelle mande, e mi conti, e ne mamma, ma ti stimela.
Huma Sakela, that piece called Stimela, and that was the fourth choice of my guest on this week's edition of People of Note, a young count we have in the studio, Count Natale Labia. And we've been talking about the Butterfly Art Project and Fondazione Labia Partnership, which, as I said earlier, is a non-profit public benefit organization that encourages healing and creativity through the arts for children in disadvantaged, under-resourced communities. And Natale, you said that you've mentioned your sister a few times, who, she's based in Cape Town, isn't she, and very involved with this more permanently, perhaps, possibly.
That's right. Antonia lives in Cape Town with her husband and three beautiful children. And she is absolutely the driving force behind this. I do what I can on this sort of administration and organizational side, but she's the passion and energy in many respects.
And also she's here, so I suppose that helps, because you hear, as you said, about once every quarter.
Absolutely. It's her presence is essential, and she's got a lot on her plate with her family, but she's equally passionate as I am about this vision and what we're trying to achieve.
And as we discovered earlier as well, it's fairly new, isn't it? This whole project is fairly new. And I know just quite recently you had a launch of the rather elegant dinner at Casa Labia. And how did that go?
That was a tremendous evening. In fact, it went much better than I think any of us had expected. All the guests seemed to thoroughly enjoy themselves. And it was a way to communicate this with some people that we've known for a very long time, but also some others that are interested in the arts and interested in making a contribution to society. And it was, I think, a very, very significant evening. The keynote speaker was the Italian consulate, and it'll be wonderful to have both the support of the Italian consulate in Cape Town, but then also sponsors Nedbank and Strauss and Company, the auction house, who have been very generous and very helpful with supporting this initiative.
So with a thing like that dinner, which you've had recently, as I said, maybe there were people in the audience who might want to contribute.
We definitely hope so. And last night we had substantial auctions, and everyone was very generous. So that definitely has helped Butterfly Arts Project massively.
Okay. So the other thing I wanted to ask you, and we mentioned this earlier, we speak about art and all that, but Fine Music Radio being a music station, is there a music element to this yet?
Not yet, but it's definitely something we will incorporate. Music is a central part of what we do at Casa Labbia. We've been lucky enough to work with some extremely talented and extremely passionate people, such as George Hill, who organizes our regular morning and now some evening concerts, and Dan Schout, who does the jazz. And both, I think, are much loved and appreciated in the community.
And well-known, of course, they are, too. So these people come to perform, say, at Casa Labbia, because I know you have soirees and things there, don't you? And evening concerts and dinner dates and things like that.
That's right. And if any listeners are interested, there is a website, so just Google it, and the calendar is there for upcoming events.
So if people are interested in finding out more about this project, the Fondazione Labbia partnership with Butterfly Art Project, how would they, A, find out about it, and B, say, for example, they want to contribute either with help or money or whatever, how would they get hold of you?
The easiest would be on the website, so fondazionelabbia.org, or the Casa Labbia website.
Okay.
All the details are there.
Before I let you go, as an Italian count, Natale, are you, just let's move away from this for a moment and think of the things that you might do. Do you enjoy good food and wine?
One of the reasons I love living in Italy is that one is surrounded by fantastic ingredients to cook and delicious wines. So my wife and I love nothing more than hopping in the car on a Friday afternoon and exploring the areas around Milan and the mountains and on the lakes, and discovering some delicious food and fantastic varietals of wine.
Which, may I say, you can also do in Cape Town to an extent, can't you?
Absolutely.
Now, with Casa Labbia, with the restaurant that you have attached to it, that's kind of contracted out, isn't it? The family doesn't cook or anything like that.
No, it's been run by another operator for the last couple of years. However, that comes to an end early next year, so we're very excited about the next chapter of the restaurant and catering facilities at Casa Labbia.
Are you going to tell us about the next chapter, or is it a secret for the
moment? It's a secret for the moment, Rodney.
Okay, no, that's fine. Count Labbia, it's been great talking to you, and congratulations on your Butterfly Art Project, the Fondazione Labbia partnership. As I said, encouraging healing and creativity through the arts for children in disadvantaged, under-resourced communities. And as we also said, Natale, with the mentorship, the ongoing mentorship, which I think is very important. Very often, don't you find there's all this excitement, and when the person turns 18, they leave and there's no support. So you've seen to that.
Absolutely. And it's something that my sister and I are really passionate about, especially with a bursary type initiative.
Okay. So your last piece of music is Beethoven and the Great Egmont Overture. So why all this drama? Why have you chosen Egmont?
Something completely different from the tracks before. My dad was passionate about Beethoven. And I think one of the first tracks that he ever introduced me to was Egmont. And I've always loved it. And it just so happened that it always makes me think of him.
Okay, well, that's a good reason. That's a good reason to end. So we won't be able to play it all, but let's see what we can fit in. But my thanks to Count Natale Labbia for coming in and sharing your time with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you.
People of Note on Fine Music Radio was proudly brought to you by Peter Turin Productions.
It's astounding. It's bigger, steamier, and more outrageous than ever. It's the most anticipated musical show of the year. Peter Turin and Howard Panter present Richard O'Brien's legendary smash hit, The Rocky Horror Show. Get your thrill on with this spectacular cast, including Craig O'Barney as Frankenfurter. Do the time warp at Artscape Cape Town, December 6th to January 12th.
Time is fleeting.
Book now.